Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Great news, guys.
We're already talking about death and retirement during the commercial.
This has been a funny break.
Speaking of death, we were talking about ghosts, you know?
Yeah.
And we're wondering, are there any tidy ghosts? Because they drop stuff all the time and break things at houses.
We've heard mine bar out. Knock glasses off of my shelves in my restaurant.
Well, happy to announce that. Hashtag tidy ghost does exist.
Really?
Yeah, from the text, a Kid Nation member wrote us and said, hey, a member of my husband's family said they had a ghost at a previous home they lived in. When she came home, the laundry would always be clean and folded. And she swears that she did not do it, and we all know husbands don't do it.
Oh, give me
tidy
that ghost.
The housekeeping
give
ghost.
Give me that ghost.
Right?
I want the toilet cleaning ghost.
That is the best ghost.
See, I want the ironing ghost. All the stuff that I don't want to do, yeah.
Yeah, I'll provide the best home for a ghost if they're willing to do all those things.
As long as they're nice ghosts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they're nice if they're cleaning up.
What if they're
nice.
Cleaning, but they're still, like...
A little scary?
Mean.
Yeah.
I take a little scary. Just a couple scary notches
what if
for
they're,
the clean.
What if they're clean, but they're of the devil?
Oh, no. No, I don't need no devil in my house.
Don't be welcoming in the devil.
No. All right, so no devil ghost, even if you clean.
Yeah, would you rather have a dirty good ghost?
Mm.
Oof. No.
No.
I might need the
devil.
Or
clean evil.
The clean evil ghost.
No, I don't need no evil, dude. You don't want no evil in your house.
I'll move, eventually. But my house is going to be spotless.
It can be a little exciting.
All right, speaking of excitement, it's time to get into the love letters you wrote us, Kid Nation. We have our love expert here, Kelly Raspberry.
Speaking of excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's brought to you by Flamingo this morning.
Are you a hairy woman?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
No.
Some women are, Jenna. You know what? And it's your right. You want to have hairy armpits? If you want to just go by the pool and like, wow, look what she's got going on. That's fine. That's you. But for some of us, we want to clean that up. We want to have smooth legs, armpits, and bikini areas.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Flamingo. Flamingo razors, they will deliver them right to your home. So when you've got a dull razor, you're like, oh, God, I got to go back to the store again. No, because Flamingo is going to deliver you a new fresh blade right when you need it. It's magical how that happens. And you get a precision shave at a price you can afford all summer long and throughout the winter. You don't have to let it go in the winter either, ladies.
No, you don't.
Do some upkeep in the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
Flamingo is a body care company for women with hair. In other words, all of us. Now, I like saving money, and with Flamingo, their 4-pack blade refills, just $2.25 a cartridge. That is cheap and less than half the price of competitors.
Yeah.
Now, they have the shave set that has all the essentials for just $16 in one reusable pouch. It comes with the Flamingo razor, 2-blade cartridges, 1 body lotion, the foaming shave gel, and the shower hook all in that pouch. And right now, our Kid Nation family members can get that shave set for more than 25% off its original price with free shipping at shopflamingo.com/kid. $16. Wow. Visit shopflamingo.com/KIDD.
Yeah, we will.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
8 years ago, I fell in love with a guy and was ready for something serious, but he wasn't due to a recent divorce. Oh. So I decided to move on because I wanted kids and marriage. He already had 2 kids and didn't want any more. Well, I got married and now we have 2 beautiful children, but I think about him daily and wonder how my life would be with him. He still sends Snapchats maybe once every 6 months to see how I'm doing and wishes me well. But that's the extent of the conversation, as he respects the fact that I'm married. Recently, he added me on Facebook, too, which has made things worse because I look at his pictures all the time and I miss him. Mm-hmm. About 3 years ago, he said he wouldn't tell me how he felt about me out of respect. He is still not remarried or been in a relationship that I know of, and I feel like there will always be a connection of some sort since I've known him my whole life. This has made me rethink my marriage, but I also don't want to be disappointed in the end if he wouldn't want to reconnect after all this time. I think in the end that he might be the one, Maria.
He's not respecting your marriage. You're not respecting your marriage. You're obsessing over this guy's toying with you in his little ego stroke because he knows he can still yank your chain a little bit and it makes him feel good. I can't tell you how I feel because I respect your marriage. The underlining tone, you know, tone there.
You don't respect the marriage already.
Oh, the things I could do to you, Maria, if you were free. Come on. You're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Playing with fire.
He's not respecting anything.
No, he's not. And he's adding you on Snapchat and Facebook. But I'm respecting your marriage, Maria.
He threw the lore out there so that you're the one that bites and you're the bad
just
person.
Messing with you. don't risk losing the beautiful thing you have that you're not putting your energy into. You're putting so much energy into this fantasy. Yeah. Put that same energy to your marriage.
Yeah. There you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met this guy on a dating app. We clicked right away. We have a lot in common. We have had nonstop communication since we matched.
I want to save all that.
We were finally getting ready to set a date to meet up.
Finally.
And then he drops a bomb on me.
Uh-uh.
He's married.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, he says he rushed into marriage when he was really young and sort of for the wrong reasons. And his wife has a heart condition and she needed health insurance and she can't really talk to him. When they decided to split, he felt it's best to honor his commitment and stay married with her until she graduates college so she can stay on his insurance until she starts a job full time. Kelly, I want to believe him and see where this relationship could go, but I've just heard so many horror stories about this sort of thing and don't want to put myself in a bad position. Please help. By the way, I'm 30 and he's 28. Signed, the other woman.
Yeah, you are. Let me tell you about Otis.
This is Kelly Raspberry's most famous dating story.
Yeah,
I was very young and naive.
Otis.
I did not have a lot of dating experience at all. I was very naive.
You were.
So this hot shot comes to town. I'll never forget it. I was 24 and he was 42. That's how I remember it. It's that easy.
And you knew he was a hot shot because he had a ponytail, right?
Yeah, he did. And a diamond stud earring.
Wow.
That's how you know.
Irresistible.
That's how you know.
In the big city. But he was into me.
Of course.
Big time. He took me out my first limo ride. He's the only man that ever got me to eat a raw oyster.
Yeah,
just one. I tried it for Otis. Otis was in a serious situation, though.
Oh, what happened?
Otis' wife was in a coma.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor lady.
Now, we had her in a facility. But he loved her so much, he just couldn't stand to that was so sterile environment. So he brought her home.
He's a good man, Kelly.
Wow.
He's a great man.
He's in a coma.
Of course.
She's in a coma. He can't divorce her when she's in a coma, but
tear up,
you know, but a man has needs.
Pour some out for Otis, please. Yeah.
I understood.
Yeah, of course.
But when the phone rang, hey, Kelly. Can you not say anything?
Why?
Just, you know, I don't want to get the kids upset if they hear another woman in the background.
Still a great dude. Yeah, yeah.
Otis didn't have a wife in a coma. He's lying.
What?
He had a wife who was very much alive.
I didn't see that coming.
She may have had a heart condition and he needed to get through nursing school. And he didn't want her off the insurance. Now, that is believable.
Yeah.
But don't buy the coma thing.
Hey, Kelly, can you not call between noon and 9 p.m.? You might wake my wife from her coma.
It's not that you can't, but it's just a respect.
So he's a married man who is probably telling the same story to you and how many other women, and he is messing around. And he may not even get around to meeting you because he's just, he's playing with you.
Yeah.
But he's like not ready to really risk, oh my God, my wife's going to find out. So he's probably doing this with a lot of women.
Yeah.
But if he does ever meet you, you're still messing around with a married man. You should want more for yourself. You should want to be the one, the primary, the sole focus, not the side piece.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if he's doing it with you, he's doing it with a dozen other women who are falling for that crap.
And he's young and got married young, and then this dating app kind of situation comes out. And they're so curious, married guys, that are like, this is out now?
And if you're around the age where you're looking for that marriage and kids and the family, he's not going to provide that for you, obviously, because he's still married.
Go swipe some more. You'll find something better, I promise.
So what's Otis doing now?
I don't know. He actually popped up on a reality TV show.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Was it called My Wife's in a Coma?
I don't remember. I don't remember the name of it, but he was on it with his daughter.
His daughter was on it?
Yeah, I have to figure that out.
Oh, man.
That was funny. All
right. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Recently, my coworker started being more friendly than usual. She added me on social media, gave me her phone number. We're both in our early 20s, single with no children. But I am worried if I approach her, I may make things awkward at work if she doesn't really feel the same way. Am I taking things too fast, or should I ask her about it? That's from Ty.
How long? What too fast? How long have they been working together?
Don't know, Kelly.
Well, I don't understand the too fast part.
Shoot your shot, man.
Or is he maybe assuming that she's interested? I think she is interested if she's giving you a phone number.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a sign.
I think a simple thing to do when it's a work situation is to plan a lot of group activities outside of work. Let's all get the group together for a happy hour.
Yeah.
Let's all get the group together and go play Top Golf. Let's all get, you know, let's all get the group together. Oh my God, Spider-Man's coming out. Or, you know, not anymore, but whatever. Let's get a group of us together and we'll go. So plan activities outside of work and see how you interact with each other in that environment. And you can really, and then if you find her wanting to be alone with you a lot, and then you can maybe say, hey, maybe you and I should go do something. That's, I think when it's outside of work, it's a less risky proposition. And if you get with those group of friends and you find out, man, she's not really hanging out with me as much, and she's, you might get a better vibe for where her feelings really are when you're not just cooped up in cubicles all day.
Right? Well, and bring the annoying guy from the office to the hangout, so that way you look way better. Because it'll be all annoying her, and then she'll come over to you and talk to you.
Right.
If she's an underling of yours, Ty, there's a form you can sign at a workplace that says, we're going to date and you're not going to sue me. I don't know what it's called.
I mean, not every place has it, right? But it is available.
Al offers that to his employee.
Yeah. No, I know about it.
I've offered it to a few interns in the past.
But that word, it reminded me, I hate the word underling.
Underling?
I don't know why. That word just sounds yuck to me.
Underling.
Underling.
Just sounds gross.
Yeah, it's a weird word.
Weird.
Good name for a dog.
Uh-huh. Question for Kelly. Was the reality show Otis on Cheaters?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, man. We got to find that. I want to see the ponytail. All right. Continuing on. Let me turn off my music, though. There you go. All right. Continuing on.
Mm-hmm. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Damn.
Help. My husband quit his job last Friday for reasons I won't get into.
Oh.
I don't blame him for quitting, but the problem is he is our only source of income. I stay at home with our 2 and 1-year-old, and I'm in school full-time getting my RN. I don't graduate until December, so we really needed this job, at least until then. He's worked so hard to provide me with the ability to be home and finish my education, so I feel guilty for feeling like he needs to get right back to work. We have savings that could get us by for probably 6 months, but I don't want to deplete them. He wants to do something that is meaningful and doesn't seem to mind going through our savings while figuring out what that is. I guess I'm asking for your opinion on whether I should make my concerns known or let it ride for a little while. I know he will immediately go back to work if I suggest it, but I don't want him to resent the fact that he's working another pointless job he doesn't like and be unhappy. How long should I wait before bringing it up if I can't just let it ride? All of your opinions are appreciated, Caitlin.
That all of us, we can all put in on this. Well, you know, he might be going through just a transition in life. You don't go into the reasons why he left the other job. That would be very interesting information to have. But sometimes he might just need a minute. So maybe you could sit down and just say, look, the fact that you're not working makes me a little anxious and nervous, but I want you to take some time you need. But, you know, how much realistically? Why don't we say a month? Take a month to reevaluate. Yeah, put a time limit on it. Like, how much time do you need, honey? See what give the feedback from him and not tell him you're going back to work, but, you know, make it more of a two-way street of communication. He might be, I don't know, going through a midlife crisis of some sort. Who knows what it is?
Right.
But you need to have a time limit on that because 6 months of savings will go like that.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a family emergency, heaven forbid, but stuff happens. And, you know, so just see how much time he needs. Set a time limit for it and say, hey, you know, here we are, almost August. Take the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, come September, let's hit the ground running and figure out how we're going to move forward as a family.
Yeah, get a plan.
Other opinions?
Everybody's.
I don't know. I think she just meant, like, any and all opinions. Not all of ours.
Oh, I thought she meant...
Just all of your opinions.
That's the only one I have.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, hey, get some part-time, you know, or get some kind of income coming in.
You obviously needed a change of pace and scenery.
Taking a month, if it's a high-stress job, sometimes you just need to...
Reset.
Recalibrate, yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think the reality is everyone hates facets of their job, I'm sure, but, like, you have to pay bills, especially with a family. That's important.
Right, right.
That you're providing. 6 months of living expenses in the bank. You could.
I've never done
just
that.
One month, 2 months
at the most.
Because it can take you months to find a new job.
Yeah. Or one that pays enough for you to take care of your family, of course.
Just something. My opinion is to have him, try and get him, convince him to take something, maybe part-time.
That's now income.
I'm just saying, I've never been a person to take time off. So I some kind of income.
Yeah, but you don't know what he was facing at work.
I don't know what those underlying issues were,
you know.
Just giving her my...
Maybe he had an awful boss and it just took him out of whatever he was doing and he doesn't have the love for it. But again, Kelly said, we don't know what...
We don't know. Was he a hitman for the mafia?
Yeah. Is he trying to get out of the bad
like,
work?
I need to reconsider this line of work. We don't know.
We don't know. But just support him and hopefully...
Sometimes we need more information.
A little bit. A little bit more information. But if you want Kelly, our love expert, to help you out in Love Letters to Kelly, we do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. And you can write her at KidNation.com. We have a nice little tab set up for you. It says Love Letters to Kelly on there. Just click on and email us. Send us those letters. Let us know what's going on in your life, Kid Nation. And coming up next, we're going to catch you up with what's been going on this week. Anna's got your midweek update. And Jed, whatever his name is, from The Bachelorette.
Whatever.
He apparently got his big break doing a doggy jingle. So we're going to take a little shot at that because, hey, how tough could this be? If Jed can do it, we can do it.
Think the Don Cheadles could be ready? We haven't rehearsed, but you think you might be able to strum a few notes on my jingle?
I wrote my own jingle.
Oh, are we having a tip?
Oh, now
the Don Cheadle's having a tip.
You haven't even asked him to rehearse yet. You
didn't it's even... the same song.
Call me last night and it's say, hey, I need you.
We've sang this song 100 million times.
I called my guest artist last night.
You have a guest artist?
I do.
Yeah, I'll help you out.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, we've sang this song how many times?
I'm just.
This is a competition.
It is a competition.
It is.
But now what I'm doing is I'm putting another a little of my money in Al's pot just in case mine sucks.
You still win.
If Al wins, I still win.
Oh, no, that's smart.
Is there a prize?
Yeah.
A new dog.
All right, we'll get to it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. White Cheddar and I quote said, don't dilly-dilly around.
Don't dilly-dally
around.
Don't dilly-dally.
So we're not going to dilly-dally around here. We're going to launch right into this bachelor talk.
All right. Let me stand back up.
Because then we're going to sing for you in a minute here.
Dilly-dilly.
We should bring that back.
I did live tweet it, so a lot of people, if they followed along with me, already know how I feel about it.
Okay.
I caught... bits and pieces of this last episode because once my dude was out,
Tyler,
you were done.
I was out. I'm a Tyler C kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
I got my friend. He doesn't know it, but we're all about it.
I know.
And that's how the show basically got kicked off, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, the night before they made him look like he was going to win hands down. Sure enough, they did that as a setup.
Al fell for it.
I fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
Not me.
Yeah. So she cut Tyler. Now, Trey, do you have Tyler's clip right here? My page is not updated.
I know our love was slow to start, but as a light that'll burn forever, just like the lighthouse we met under in Jupiter, Florida. I started falling in love with you the first moment I got to hold you and dance with you and have you in my arms on our first date.
Tyler.
Oh, no.
And she stopped it.
Just... I am so lucky to be loved by you. I love someone else.
Oh.
This is edited a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she went on for a little bit. Broke my man's heart.
But did you hear how classy he was?
Of course. I wish you perfect success.
I just root for you.
He even
mentioned Jed by name.
He said his name.
Yes.
What a man.
A man who has been scorned and hurt like that. He truly wanted the best for Hannah.
I have not seen my wife that upset in a very long time.
Mm. Well, she's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So everything's going to...
Not upset as in crime, but upset at Hannah. Like, what are you doing?
I know. What are you doing?
How could you let go of this guy right there? Meanwhile, I'm sitting right there going like, hello.
I'm here.
Well, she was even building up for it. She said, I didn't even start falling in love with him until the very end, implying she'd already been in love with Jed.
Yeah.
And number two, Hannah's parents hated Jed.
Yep.
Which makes her push
her
want
that way.
Him.
Okay.
Yep.
By the way, Tyler, good crier.
Oh, he's so good.
Get you a man that can cry like Tyler C. Classy, not too much. He didn't boohoo. He just took it like a man.
Yeah, he did.
So, obviously, she said yes to Jeb.
Jed.
Whatever. The Jeb came clean about dating another girl before coming on the show. Why did he come clean? Because the tabloids came clean.
That cult.
Yeah, but he apparently was not completely honest.
The second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he'd been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And I was like, when was this? And I remember him saying, a week before the show. And I was like, okay, so you broke it off. I said yes. Told me it was nothing. It was hard to hear, but I tried to let that go. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out, and I start reading it, and it was not the same story that I was told.
Suddenly, Luke P. doesn't look that bad.
Oh, come on. And like I said, guys lie to get out of uncomfortable situations.
We do.
And it does not make him an evil person. And as he was telling a story about the girl back home in Nashville, here's my thing on it.
Okay.
If, who knows where the truth is, somewhere in the middle. Sometimes guys will say, I love you. Like he said, I didn't mean it. I told her that, but I'm getting ready to leave and go to L.A. That was his out.
Okay.
Yeah.
But guys will lie to get out of uncomfortable situations.
No, this guy will lie to try to boost his music career, which is what he
said. He told her that flat out.
He did.
And I went on the show.
But he told the other girl, I'm going to be back. I love you.
I know, because he's got to get out of the situation. Men lie, you know that.
He gave a detailed recap of his relationship before going on The Bachelorette. And at the end, he told Hannah about saying, I loved you. This was the big deal that everybody was focused on.
I had been drinking. I'm not going to make that an excuse, but I had been. And I told her that I loved her. And when I said it didn't feel right, and I knew that it was a mistake because I was leaving. To me, I ended it in my heart, not verbally.
Well, you said you loved her on a phone call and a text the day of.
It didn't. I know.
This guy.
Like, what do those words mean to you?
I didn't know till I met you. I just was on a different page than her, and I was tossing around three of the most powerful words that you can say to somebody.
So what do those words mean to her? She's sleeping with two other guys
at
the last minute. I mean, she's being very hypocritical about it.
She was.
So maybe Jed was trying to get out of an uncomfortable situation with that girl he was dating about a week before he went on this show to meet another girl. Maybe. So maybe he was trying to do the right thing. But Hannah had to confront Jed about the girls he was with after they got engaged as well.
I have text messages from other girls from the night after I was in Nashville. These two girls were in your apartment.
That's called cult.
Yeah, we didn't even know who they were.
Oh, man.
We
Thurman Poole.
Yeah.
Everything you do affects me. If you were engaged, why would you just allow people, girls, to come to your house and at least just not tell me afterwards?
Yeah, that's called cult, my man.
Yeah, you are. You're now a celebrity, and you come home, and you got a little bit of celebrity.
Yeah,
and don't
you're feeling
tell me
yourself.
You don't know what you would... I would never do that. You got people, oh, Jed, you're on TV. Oh, my gosh, and here's my buddy. Let's all go back. That stuff happens. It's immature.
Yeah.
You're immature, and this is an immature, ridiculous situation to begin with.
Put yourself in that situation when you're this guy that's on TV. You can't.
Yeah, but he's got a taste of fame now, and
I know.
This is a very dangerous situation to be in at this stage of a relationship.
Especially for a guy who said he was going on the show to get this fame. He got the fame he wanted, and now he's feeling himself a little bit.
And again, if he had told her, if he had used that as an excuse, we may be talking about something totally different this morning.
He just looks so bad because he was on that show calling other dudes liars the whole time.
Yeah, he's trying to save his butt.
And he's the one that's coming out as a liar. Well, Tyler C. was welcomed back, thank goodness.
We didn't say they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. Hannah put the ring down, it's done.
Engagement is off, she put the ring on the...
Because true love doesn't... You don't try to fight for it, Al. You just call it off.
Well, he was...
He was caught.
He got caught. Jed and Tyler both got to talk to Hannah, obviously, in front of the live audience. Jed, of course, got shut down. Hannah's done. She shut it off. She's not going back to that.
Yep.
But Hannah wanted to try again with Tyler.
See?
I want somebody to be bold, and I'm bold, and I make bold moves. So, I mean, you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl. I don't know. I just thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
I would love to. Just tell me when. I'm there.
Well, he has to do that.
I wish Tyler would have been like, look, I think you're a wonderful person.
I got this thing going with Gigi Hadid in my DMs.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but Gigi Hadid followed me on Instagram, so I'm gonna say no.
Go ahead and explore that.
So how she didn't take it seriously either. If she's that willing just to go, her heart supposedly has been stomped on the ground. You need time to recover from that. I need a minute to myself to heal. No, I still have feelings for him.
No.
What were you getting engaged for? This kinda, is such a ridiculous premise.
It's just so stupid.
I was hoping Tyler would say no and be like, no.
Yeah.
With all that said, I think this was one of the best seasons.
I loved it.
I think this was one of the best seasons of The Bachelorette. I really, really do. This one got it for me.
So much fun.
We'll see if Tyler ruins things with Hadid, with Bella Hadid.
Yep. Gigi,
or if he continues with Hannah. I want him to date Gigi. I was like, you already had your shot with him.
Everybody was hoping that she would give Peter another chance. Peter's the one who was seriously crushed.
4 times in the windmill.
Yeah.
But Jed, speaking of that music career, you know, that's what he wanted. And boy, did he get his big break, everybody. Happy to announce that Jed has a dog jingle.
Yeah, he said it to the dad. That's how I'm going to support my woman.
This is Jed's dog jingle that is going to launch his crazy international music career.
You get home, know who's been waiting, wagging by the door. Rain or shine, kind of love like nothing you've seen before. Your dog really does deserve the best. Go pick him up some Better Bowl.
Better Bowl.
That last note was sour, man.
It's dog food.
Was that
kick a man while he's down,
he
Kelly.
He sang a dog jingle.
That last note was wrong.
Don't kick a man while he's down.
Yeah, I can't hate because I'm terrible at singing.
Well, he's a professional singer.
How'd you feel about him singing to Hannah when he proposed?
That was so cheesy. I'm like, we get it. You're a musician.
You're going to push the music. We know. Thanks, Jed.
It wasn't even good.
It wasn't.
All right. You couldn't even hear
that. Was serious.
Anyways, so Jed did a dog jingle, and we're over here judgy.
Yeah,
I'm not.
We're judgy pants.
I want it to be known that I'm not being judgy because I suck at singing.
So we threw the challenge out to the staff. Surely, if Jed can do it, we can do it.
Surely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we decided to all write a jingle.
Yes.
It's supposed to be commercial level, so between 20 and 30 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Al.
What?
20 and 30 seconds.
A little bit longer.
It's set on the direction.
I know.
And it's a jingle.
And you're welcome, Al.
Could be a 60-second commercial.
For reminding him this morning that he had the right jingle.
Yeah, Al. I wrote it. Yeah, I got it. It's in my head. I was working on it in my head during the show yesterday.
Yeah,
glad you were paying attention.
Got it.
All right, so we're going to kick it off here with Anna. It's your birthday, so we're going to go easy on you.
Oh, okay.
So Anna gets to get it out of the way first.
I am so sorry for what's about to happen. I also cannot sing if my life depended on it. I'm not musically talented, so I took the easy route and I changed the words to an already existing song.
Is it a Jonas Brothers song?
Surprisingly, no. This is my own rendition of Truth Hurts by Lizzo from the point of view of a puppy.
Okay. Oh, I love it already.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I haven't heard.
What?
When it starts, but that's okay. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that pup. Even when I'm being crazy, yeah, I got tummy problems. That's the puppy in me. Woof woof. Then I solve them by eating pedigree. You're glad you got a good dog. So committed. Help you with your lifestyle. Yeah, we're winning. I'm here to hold you down while you're rubbing my back. Pedigree, it helps me out. So just pour the whole bag.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Yay. Yay. Dog
good.
What was that pedigree you were launching?
Yes, pedigree. Sponsor me.
Hit up Anna if you would like to steal that jingle from her.
Sorry.
All right, up next.
So cute, Anna. I called you Hannah. I've got Bachelorette on the brain. Sorry.
I guess I'm going to go next.
I decided to
go with an original.
Okay. I figured you were going to pull that guitar out.
Of course.
No, it's
like,
great.
Just like Jib.
Why wouldn't you? It's a skill. Jib.
Yeah.
Come on, Jib.
Why would I steal somebody else's song? I'm not as good as the Jonas Brothers, which is why I wanted to do it. And I figured Anna would try to
do
Jonas
Brothers.
Well,
see, the thing is, we steal songs when we can't really sing.
Real dog food or a fake one?
It's a fake dog food.
Okay.
Yeah, I made it up myself.
Okay. What's it called?
The dog food is called Chunkity Chunks.
Chunkity Chunks.
What? You don't like it?
Come on.
I love it.
Come on.
Your dog needs to eat. You know it's true.
Your broken, eat cheap dog food, we got you. Well, here's the thing about our food. We're not sure if it tastes good, but it doesn't matter what it tastes like. It's clear cut.
Hold on. Let me start over.
Oh, no.
No, you can't start over.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
That is so unprofessional.
Anna didn't start over.
Let me start over. This is the second line. Sorry.
Your dog needs to eat. You know it's true. Your broken knee, cheap dog food, we got you. But here's the thing about our food. We're not sure if it tastes good. But taste don't matter because it's clear cut that all of our dogs enjoy licking their butts. We know that your dog is your family's nucleus. So make sure that your pup gets some of their nutrients. Go with the food below average than most. Your dog deserves a bowl of chunkity chunks. Chunkity chunks. Chunks. Don't worry about the taste, because you're not going to eat it.
Wow.
Good tagline. Wow. That falsetto, boy.
Oh, my God.
How high can you go? How high can you go?
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Wow. That was something.
That's great.
Yeah, it was something.
That was awesome.
What do you mean that was something?
That was high.
It was something.
I know. It's a jingle.
That was great. That was great.
Great job.
Come on.
All right. Who's up next? We'll go ahead and let Jenna sing this bad boy.
Oh, gosh. Now, I feel worried that I'm not going to come in on the right beat. So, again, because I cannot sing, sometimes I can rap. I chose a song. I have a guest artist joining me for part.
Oh.
You know, the always on beat Justin.
That's ketchup on the beat.
Mine is actually revolving around Chewy.com, which is the online pet resource for all of your pet needs.
Yes, I subscribe to that.
Okay. Big fat pug, here's the real. I shop online and I get good deals. Hungry again, so where's my meal? Sorry for the hump, I got the feels. I was born to eat. No, I love them treats. I like my food wet, they got supplements. But nothing in this world that I like more than treats. Chewy, got a pharmacy.
Chewy,
got my CBD.
Chewy,
all a bad pug need is
Chewy.
I got bones in the coop. Busting out the roof. I got bones in the coop. They got bags for all my poop.
Poop.
At least we nailed it. Yeah.
Back up there, Justin.
Yeah, exactly. Ending on poop.
Those ad libs, you know, just come in.
Yeah. It ends with poop, Kelly.
That was everything that Chewy offers.
Wow.
Cardi J over there.
You know what? Effective jingle. Because now, if I didn't subscribe, I would want to.
Mm. Yeah. Coming up next, well, Justin, stay in here.
Okay.
Because it's time
for
Justin.
Thank you for the support, Justin.
Oh,
Justin.
Yes. Okay. So I feed my golden retriever, Bo, Taste of the Wild. So this is my jingle for Taste of the Wild.
Oh, lovely.
I love you like my own child. So I feed you Taste of the Wild. Got you feeling so high. Yeah, you're never gonna die.
Awesome.
Yeah, you gotta go for it.
Gotta go for it.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Nick wrote one as well, producer Nick.
Man, everybody got in on this.
Oh, wow.
Look how easy it is, Jeb.
It was a challenge thrown out for everybody.
All right, come on.
Nick, what'd you go with?
Mine's acapella.
Well, you were in. You did some musicals in high school.
Well, I always got the part that didn't sing.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
But mine's short. Mine's that YouTube ad that's 5 seconds that you have to watch. So mine's very short.
Oh. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
It's a jingle.
Yes. Woof woof. Bow wow. Man's best friend is hungry now. Woof woof.
Bow wow.
It's time for puppy chow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
very
good.
That's an actual,
memorable.
Actual jingle, right?
Yeah.
Memorable.
Thank you.
Nicely done, Nicholas. Acapella.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Don't need no music.
Okay.
All right, Big Al Mac.
Yay. All right.
He just told JC he needed you, right?
Yes, I need you, JC.
Yeah, you know, I could sabotage your...
You could, but you won't.
I need you. I need your guitar stylings.
If he's going to fail, let him fail on his own merit.
I'm assuming we're doing the song you always do?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
My dog food is called Neutro. It's an actual dog food. That's what Curtis eats.
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go.
Go ahead.
I'm a mutt, not one of those pedigrees. wagging my tail, just waiting to go outside and pee. If I had thumbs, I'd send a tweet to self. Tell my master it's time to eat. Don't want no table scraps. Just want to eat, poop, and take a nap. Put Neutro in my bowl. Don't need no water with it. I'll lick that bowl till it ain't got nothing in it. If you ain't got a bowl, pour it on the floor. As long as you feed me before you go, all I need is Neutro in my bowl.
Show.
It's for a,
in the bowl.
It's for country dogs.
I don't know how the advertiser feels about a dog who also loves to eat poop and our dog food.
Yeah,
you know, all dogs eat poop.
But you meant eat, comma, poop, comma, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he comma. Meant, Kelly, he meant eat like, comma. Like candy and sweet.
Comma.
There was a comma.
Is there, commas are very important.
He meant eat, comma, poop, but I like that it sounded like eat poop, because they also, some of them do that.
Yeah, that's something.
He meant eat poop.
Yeah, no, it didn't mean eat poop, just eat. Listen.
Right.
Now I'm hearing it in a whole different light.
Like the famous Chunkity Chunks jingle said, dogs also like to lick their own butts.
They do. Am I the last one?
Yeah, Kelly, you're the last one.
Yay.
Well, I wonder which song you chose.
Well, like Anna, I went with already a song that is a big hit.
Oh, okay.
And just changed the words up a little.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
His sweet face, he's your favorite pup. Always right there when it's time to wake up. He wants to go for a walk, he wants to go for a ride. Whenever you're feeling down, he's right there by your side. Your dog is part of your family, it's just like he's your child. And when it comes time to feed him, this is your moment to shine. Just feed him out, pup. With meaty morsels and kibbles, this is the best dog food. Each time you fill up his bowl, you know you're doing him good. So feed him Alpo. Alpo. Just feed him Alpo. I said Alpo. Papurina.
Oh,
awesome.
Even got the maker in
Doggy Church.
Got fire right there. According to the text, all of these are better than Jess's.
You mean Jess.
Jess.
He hasn't been turned for anybody to remember his name.
I love how everybody's just trolling him by forgetting his name. Thanks, Kid Nation. Good job, staff.
All right.
We all came through with our jingles. We'll put them up later at KidNation.com so you could relive this moment.
We would want to.
As many times as you want. Yeah, pick your favorite, listen to it.
Send that into Marconi. That has a real chance.
Maybe all of them were your favorite. I don't know. I mean, they were all great jingles. All of them.
Winner gets a new puppy.
And coming up next, Anna's got your midweek update, everybody.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A lot of love for everybody's jingles. The jingle bit is incredible. You guys are selling it. Of course. We're jingle writers.
All in our own way.
Jer.
I expect a big bag of Neutro to be sitting in my driveway when I get home.
I expect somebody to start the company Chunkity Chunks. Sign me as a spokesperson, please.
ChunkityChunks.com.
Kelly, they're also asking, can Kelly and JC collaborate for a track? I'll think about it.
You'll think about it.
I'd be blessed.
You know, I'm all in.
Yeah, Kelly's all about that music. Yeah, they said you sounded like a pro.
Kelly can really
sing. And they say Jenna sounded like a pro rapper.
That's good.
Yeah. Maybe we all need to collab on a track.
Maybe for Christmas.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I can't sing, but I can stay on beat.
You can rap.
Yeah.
I don't know how to rap song back in the
Christmas
day.
Christmas EP.
It was fire. All right, let's get to the midweek update with Anna, though.
Hello,
Is this a birthday edition?
There's a little birthday sprinkles in here.
Okay.
For myself, since I wrote it. But that's
okay.
So, obviously, our jingles were inspired by Jed from The Bachelorette. And as we know, in last night's episode, Hannah did not pick Tyler, and she picked Jed. So I came up with a list of decisions better than picking Jed.
Oh, nice, yes.
Things that are smarter than picking Jed in The Bachelorette. For example, starting a show before bed and saying, just one more episode.
I hate doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe going to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Oh, that's the
worst. Smarter than picking Jed. Saying, treat yourself on payday and then being broke for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. Telling yourself that you'll fill up on gas next time you get in the car.
Yeah, I do that every time.
Oh,
I do that regularly, and that's still smarter than picking Jed. Pay paying full price for a movie ticket when you know you can still use your student ID.
Dang right.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, I still can.
You can.
Yeah.
And finally, a decision that would be better than picking Jed would have been picking Luke P.
Oh!
Oh, dang. Wow.
Shots fired at Jed.
Oh. Yeah.
But I agree with you.
Ooh. That one's too deep for me.
Okay, so as we all know, today is National Avocado Day.
Yes, it is.
I did not know that. I love avocados.
I want toast.
Surprise, I brought you guys avocado.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
You did?
I really did.
Yes.
So what do we do with avocado?
You eat it.
Toast, you can slice it and just eat it plain.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sprinkle a little salt. It's just perfect.
Al, have you never had one, Al?
No, I've had an avocado before, and I've had guac.
You know, you're not just wrong. You buy us presents on your birthday.
Well, Big Al brought cheesecake yesterday for National Cheesecake, and that was nice, and so I brought National Avocados.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
So excited.
And I brought one for all of y'all, and then I brought one extra, because guac is extra. And again, I guess there's a running theme for this midweek update, because I came up with a list of things that are extra.
Okay.
February 29th. That's an extra day.
Yeah.
And it's happening next year, by the way, right?
Oh, is it really?
It's a leap year?
It's a leap year.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool. Jenna in the month of October.
She's way extra.
Pretty extra.
So many costumes.
Already started planning.
Yeah, I know you did.
Pretty extra. Gender reveal parties. Those were just extra.
Yeah, like, what's up with that?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Out of control.
Am I right?
You're taking one day for my weekend.
Me on Instagram today, because it's my birthday.
Extra.
And, of course, the most extra of them all, part-time Justin.
Oh, man.
Right?
Boy, is he extra. Extra.
That is the punchline.
Yeah. That's it.
Because the shorts are extra short, too.
Okay, so July is my favorite month, especially because at the end of July, every single year, it's Shark Week. Okay, and I love sharks. Okay, shark party. That's what's up. I actually have a tattoo of a shark.
Like, she does.
I kid you not. Yeah, on my ribs.
You did it with your family, right?
Yeah, with my brothers. We got matching shark tattoos. So I have, and I love the movie Jaws. So I have a problem. Clearly, did you know that sharks are dark on the top and light on the bottom, so that they camouflage?
Camouflage. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that.
So when you're swimming and you like, there's a shark. Trust me, you're still gonna see it. Okay.
Camouflage
isn't really gonna work. And I love sharks so much that I've considered doing the Shark Tank, but I don't have an idea for a startup.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, Mark Cuban would just laugh at me. But then I would tell him that we have the same birthday, and he would give me $1 million.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Birthday twins.
I hope he's listening so he could send us money.
Yeah, hey, Mark, that'd be great. Okay, so it is today my birthday, indeed, if you didn't know. And I am very thankful to be here with you guys this morning.
Okay.
And for everybody that's wished me a happy birthday. There is a listener that sent me a birthday card, which was really, really, really nice, and I appreciate that a lot. But if you want me to follow you on Instagram, I'll need a $10 iTunes gift card.
Right?
Yes, I understand.
I'm just kidding. I'm not. Don't actually.
I'm following name free.
The money.
Follow name free.
Pay for a follow.
TikTok $10 follow backs.
Don't actually do that. Please don't do that. Do you guys want your avocados?
Yes, I do.
I don't know. They're not good ones.
They're not soft yet. That's okay. I'll save them for a couple days.
You guys hard ones?
They vary. But I still got them for you.
Okay, thank you, Anna.
No, they're good. They're ready. They're right. You can tell. You squeeze it, and it's a little soft.
And happy birthday to Anna.
Thank you.
Blessing us with her midweek update. Our birthday girl. Thank you. She'll be back again next week with some more updates for whatever happens in the next week or so.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're watching Kid TV, I have joined the Jenna Dream Reading Fan Club and received my hat.
Wow.
It looks like mail protection.
Did you use a code to get free shipping?
I did not.
Oh.
I didn't need to. It just magically appeared. I'm a Joni.
A what? A Joni?
That's what us fans are called, Jenna.
Jonies?
Great. Jay Deeney.
Jonies.
Jenna's fans are called Jonies?
I don't know. The first word that popped in my head.
Just making it up.
This thing's kind of tight. It's kind of cutting off circulation to the brain, but it's okay because it's
you
time.
You want to switch?
No. I don't think I can wear headphones with that hat on.
You can't. All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Or we like to also call ourselves dreamers.
You remind me of Aladdin.
Thank you.
Dream on, dream on. I'm not sure if it's a compliment or not. Thank you. You look tired. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so you write us on the text or you slip into the DMs on our Instagram page or Twitter, at Kid Nation, by the way, that's if you want to follow. And then you send Jenna your dreams, and then she analyzes those because they often mean something completely different than what you're dreaming. Kick it off right here. It says, Jenna, can you please tell me what my dreams mean? I dreamt that I was walking in the street and people kept taking my clothes off and stealing them. Like, I was not allowed to wear clothes because I would find clothes as I was walking after previously having my clothes stolen. And someone else would look at me and start taking my clothes off and taking them. And it kept happening over and over.
Wow.
I woke up like I was in a horrifying nightmare. It sure felt like it.
Okay, so to dream of your clothes and then being naked, it's very interesting. This is kind of a common dream, being naked in public. They didn't quite specify, right? But I'm assuming taking your clothes, you're being robbed of your clothes and being naked. Uh-huh. That means like your true self is trying to come out. Because when you dream about clothes and nudity, it's how you're being perceived by others.
Okay.
Right? And so it says that that you need to recognize that you have a desire to be seen for who you really are. So maybe you've been hiding part of yourself and it's ready to come out.
Or you're
just embarrassed by something. You know, maybe someone has something on you and you feel like your true colors are showing to someone.
So this is
vulnerable.
This is why we have those naked dreams in high school where we're naked at school. It's because our true identity wants to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's stress related.
Yeah, it can be stress related for sure.
Deep. I have these lucid dreams. What you got, Kelly?
Here's a dream for Jenna. My husband told it to me. He said he finally got to sleep and I came and woke him up because the neighbor's house was on fire and I needed him to go save them. They told me that if he would save them, they would buy him a zero-turn radius mower.
Oh, those are sweet.
Well, Whoa. He got up and went and saved them, but they crawfished in the agreement. I had never heard that.
Crawfish.
And refused to buy him the mower. So he was mad at me for waking him up. What does that mean?
That means no mower.
What is crawfish in a deal?
I've heard the expression crawfish, but not in that context.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
So it's just the fire. Sometimes you have to take dreams and go, what's the most important part of the dream? Because in my opinion, he just saw a commercial for a mower and that stuck in his head that it's something he probably wants because there's not really any symbolism behind that. But it's the fire is really loud. It's a transformation dream. Houses represent you. Right.
Uh-huh. But if it's a neighbor's house, though.
Yeah, but houses, period, represent you. And so this is kind of your inner subconscious telling you that you're going through some sort of transformation, right? Maybe you've changed your view on something or, you know, it's just coming out. So something old is passing, something new is coming into your life. So maybe she should be worried.
And Devin,
the wife, he's going through a transformation. I think he saw a commercial about lawnmowers.
Buy him that lawnmower.
Get him that lawnmower. Zero turn radius.
That's legit right there.
That was a subtle hint.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
I dream about this lawnmower, baby.
All right. And now, this is going to be a dream from one of our own, Big Al Mack.
Jenna.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
The night before last, I had this dream.
All right.
This is serious, legit.
Oh, serious.
I was spending the night at my grandmother Antoinette's house, and my grandmother Antoinette had this bedroom that was converted patio. So she had a bed out there, and it had two doors leading to the backyard on either side of the patio. Big room. And so I was sleeping on her bed, and I heard the gate rattle, and some guys came in. 5-6 guys came in the gate like they were going to come into the house. And so I started yelling. I was like, hey, I'm calling 911. I'm calling 911. Y'all better get out of here.
Yeah, you tell them, Al.
So they ran. 5 minutes later, they came back. This time, one of them had a gun. They came into the patio, the bedroom, and gave me the gun and said, hey, you wanted to buy this.
Oh.
And so handed me the gun. And then as soon as I grabbed it, I'm like, oh, crap, my fingerprints are on this gun now. And next thing I remember is me yelling at them, y'all get out. But when I woke up, Jenna, I was standing next to my bed in my underwear saying, y'all get out of here. And I'm calling 911.
You were in the process of calling 911.
I didn't have the phone in my hand, but I was standing next to my bed.
Hand, yeah.
In your dream, you were about to dial 911.
Yes.
And then
and
you
I
woke
was
up.
Standing, I was standing up, just like I'm standing up right now, next to my bed.
You woke yourself up because you were yelling.
I woke myself up, yeah.
Because you were yelling.
Whoa.
Do you experience confusional arousals?
Yes, he does.
I don't know what those are. Maybe that's... I'm turned on, but I don't know what those are.
Isn't that a funny expression?
Like, look at me now, Al.
Yeah.
I confuse you, but also, are you turned on?
I really want you right now, JC. Especially with that hat on.
I know.
Confusional arousal, Al. Well, so what, you were actually sleepwalking, so there's an element of a sleep disorder there at the end of your dream. Because okay. Standing up, confusional arousals are a part of sleep, and some people, you might experience this, where you wake up, but you still feel like you're dreaming, and you're very groggy and confused, and you sometimes speak to maybe your partner catches you, and you're not making sense. You're saying something. So that would be a confusional arousal. And so you're dealing with that, and some sleepwalking, but grandmas represent serious changes in your life. So grandma will come to you in a dream and as like a warning or to bless you. So it could be a good or a bad thing. I don't know all the details of what's going on in your personal life right now. So it could be a good or a bad thing. But what's fascinating are intruder dreams. A lot of times people have intruder dreams when there's an aspect of yourself that's not supposed to be present. Like maybe you've had some unwanted changes at work, maybe at your bar. I don't know about here if there's been unwanted changes, but unwanted changes at work or in relationships often bring about intruders in your dreams.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you. Unwelcome stress in your life will bring about intruders in your dreams.
You have unwanted changes happening, Al?
Or unwanted stress?
No. I don't think I'd have to. That's one of those things like when John Edwards, I have to think about that and maybe it'll come to me later because nothing comes to mind right now.
Are you on the defense about something? Because that's what guns usually mean. They're a symbol of anger, aggression, or that you're trying to defend something in your life. Maybe your business.
I work next to Kelly Raspberry. I'm defending myself every single day of my life.
So you want to shoot me?
If you're dealing with issues of authority, and maybe at work, you feel like people aren't listening to you, you could dream about guns if you're struggling with authority, right?
Okay. All right.
You want to shoot George?
No.
George, run!
No.
Bossman George, the authority?
Never.
Guns
never.
Usually don't ever have to do with actual guns.
Okay.
It's just about your pride.
Huh.
You want to pride me to death?
Kelly wants to be in my dream. Wants to be involved in my dream so bad.
I've heard some of your better dreams, to be honest.
Yeah, you cried in that one.
Yeah, well, we need to examine that dream.
Yeah, we'll call Alan and see what he feels about it.
Hello, I'm Alan.
All right, if you want your dream read next week with Jenna, our dream reader, make sure you send us a text at 800-543-3548. Let us know what's going on. Or slip into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.